Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Welcome, Steve. Steve.
Hello.
What's up, Steve?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had, so to speak.
My pleasure.
Dig Upwards team.
Okay.
Now, Steve, what's going on in the wonderful world of viewing?
Well, I went to see a movie on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Steve.
And was greeted by a plethora of candies and sweets.
Ooh.
And
that's kind of my lane. That's my lane.
Orange-coloured corn snacks. And kind of got hopped up on all these modern food chemicals.
Wait, I'm just going to mouth the food snack.
Burger rings and chisels.
Biggins.
Oh, Biggins.
Actually, remember Munchos? They were ruling for a bit.
Nah, Munchos.
Where's the marijuana? Those are some cheese balls.
What sort of sugary treats did you have?
Some jelly beans.
Oh,
some
jelly beans. Come on, Steve.
Like a couple of donuts even.
Well, you can't get tangy fruits anymore.
Where the hell, what movie was this at?
Well, this is what the studio decided to do for an audience of adults and people in their young teens before they went to see Shazam! Exclamation mark.
What the heck is Shazam?
Like a kapow, but it's different.
Shazam!
Yeah, it's an onomatopoeia.
Yeah, it's also an acronym which I can't get into here because I can't remember it. But Shazam! Exclamation mark is what the character in the movie says to turn from a teenager into a muscle-bound superhero. But I think of all the places to think about a person with the body of an adult but the brain of a teenager, what better than 95 BFM?
Yes. Don't look at me when you say that.
I tried to have my eyes looking in two different directions at once.
I think every single
John
person up here still thinks that.
I appreciate any eye contact I can get.
There's a lot of Peter Pan syndrome going on at BFM.
So it's quite a good superhero setup. Shazam, the character, was originally called Captain Marvel in a confusing, like, olden days comics confusion battle, but DC tried to sort of sue the character out of existence, going, it's basically just Superman, but the only difference is it's a teenager, not an adult, turning into Superman.
Yes.
It's part of the DC universe, and it kind of is a really good excuse to have like a semi-comic kind of superhero movie where the hero's a bit of a doofus because that teenaged brain is there's no seriousness going on in this film, really. There's no deep and meaningful existential crisis. It's kind of like starts with, what are the fun things you can do when you've got powers? Mm. Not much time being glum. Although that's pretty teenage, actually, being glum. There's sort of a missed goth opportunity with this film. If it's all sounding a little bit young skewed, it's kind of a bit more fun than that. And it's directed by David Sandberg, who's got a background in horror. So some of the things in it are a little bit scary, actually. I got a bit scared. Maybe that was the plethora of
combination of things you're ingesting.
What sort of is he fighting a villain?
Yeah, the villain's kind of cardboard. The villain's Mark Strong. He's been. While Shazam is fueled up on all these sort of positive archetypal attributes, Mark Strong's character is fueled by the seven deadly sins.
Okay.
Brought to life in some really grotesque scenes. There's also a really good bit where someone like collapses into ashes, like a really good kind of scene from Indiana Jones. There's definitely some little flourishes there of things that will creep out. I predict some youngest children being taken to this by their parents, thinking it's going to be shits and giggles, and maybe not completely the case. Mm-hmm. There's the odd joke about, like, you know, teenagers drinking beer or, heaven forbid, going to a strip club. So,
okay.
You know.
Now, does it sit pretty well in the Marvel canon of films? Is it pretty good across the board?
Well, I think while this has been in the works for a little while, so it's sort of not really like a master plan type thing. It's a DC film, but following sort of how much fun everyone had going to see Aquaman, I think it's kind of just a little bit of a continuation of this. Well,
in America,
everything.
Is it Aquaman?
Yeah, it is Aquaman. Yeah, yeah. Not everything needs to be super serious. There's room for fun and. There's kind of a goofiness in the premise of this that the film kind of runs with. So
sweet.
It was an enjoyable kind of three-star, hopped up on sugar, slight sugar crash Saturday afternoon.
Good. Now, what else, Steve? What else is going on?
Well, that was sort of my main watching this week. I'm checking out Pet Sematary tonight. We've got a Flix preview at the Hollywood Avondale this evening.
Okay, can I get tickets?
No, actually. Do you want to come?
Personally, I'm not much of a Stephen King fan.
Are you more looking to maybe on sell some tickets on the sly? Or
you're not a Stephen King fan?
You can't.
Oh, you don't like scary movies?
You can't. Not really.
Can you appreciate the craft though? I mean, he's one of the best at doing that. I think you can appreciate that. It's like who do you like in that vein?
It's a special preview.
I'm just saying,
don't lump the genre into not liking the practitioner. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Just trying to think of a great scary movie
I've
seen recently.
It's worth thinking about. I'm
more of a thriller kind of person.
You don't watch scary movies. We've figured that out, John. So
speaking of thrillers, The Edge is screening at the Hollywood Avondale.
Oh, that's what a coincidental turn of events this is.
Go on.
We were talking Alec Baldwin.
Lee Tamahori's going to be there, man. That's full on. That's a big deal.
Oh, have you met Lee Tamahori?
I haven't met Mr. Tamahori. No. I should. Look, you'd be an idiot not to go tomorrow,
right? He's done like Bond films and stuff. But he's a big deal.
But I've idiotically double booked myself. So who's the idiot now? It's bloody Newell over here. But yes, it'll be a goodie. The Edge. I haven't watched The Edge since it actually released. So it'll be a.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen it. It's got Alec Baldwin. Who else? It's got
Baldwin, Hopkins, a beer. Al McPherson,
Kodiak beer.
Has Anthony Hopkins ever looked young? That's what I want to know.
yeah. Not really. Not like young, but yeah. I think like maybe typecast as English gent is probably
sweet.
How much screen time does Al McPherson have in the movie?
Pass.
Is that what?
Depends if what if you're. Yeah, look,
she never really cracked it in the movie realm, eh? She did a couple of movies. Just sort of dipped her toe in the water.
She had a fairly successful career, though.
Agreed. This is a movie segment, though.
Yeah, possibly not thought of as an actor first and foremost, I think it would probably be fair to say.
She's a total mega babe. I mean, it's worth mentioning, but yeah.
Speaking of total mega babes and the Hollywood Avondale, they've also just announced a screening of The Chills, The Triumph and Tragedy of Martin Phillips.
Yeah, looks
happening
cool.
On the first Saturday of May, and Mr. Phillips will be there to do a Q&A and knock out a few songs. I've seen the doco, and it's really bloody good. So okay,
I've had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time with him, and he seems like a complex character, and the trailer to that definitely alludes to that as well. But I mean, tell you what, man, it's obviously going to have a nice feel to it at the end of the movie, because they're still putting out fucking mint records. So chin up, The Chills.
Some advice that I heard firsthand from Martin Phillips about songwriting. Number one, if you get stuck, turn your guitar upside down and play it the other way.
Absolutely. Cool. It's rad. It is rad. It does work.
Don't you have to be an ambidext to
do
that?
No, not at all. You just start playing. You play the same formations and you play different sounds.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's really rad. I actually played a left-hand strung guitar once at a place, and everything just started going really bluesy. I was like, okay, cool.
Also,
it can be a happy accident.
Make sure you have a book of fables.
You have a book of fables to read.
I thought we were going to reminisce for a second, John. Carry on.
So, yeah, just that, I mean, I went into my book of fables just then. I don't know about you guys.
He didn't move a muscle.
Rapunzel.
And, of course, a rhyming dictionary because, you know, just helps.
Nice.
Hey, that was Flicks and that and songwriting tips in one segment.
Awesome. Actually, we constantly do songwriting tips throughout the show, so.
Oh.
It's more coincidental.
Well, I should listen then.
All right, Steve, hey, thank you very much. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bloody good.
We'll send you the podcast.
I'll tell you all about Pet Sematary.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.